Proposals to make the state attorney general an elected position have appeared year after year in the Alaska legislature. This time, the measure is sponsored by Senator Bill Stoltz. It faces a high legislative hurdle, but it has moved through three committees and is pending in Senate rules. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, both sides, pro and con, say they want to keep politics out of the AG's office.
Stoltz says he wants the AG to be the people's attorney, not an appointee of the governor.
So whether it's to investigate criminal activity, to promote consumer protection, to give us independent judgments on legal matters, it doesn't just mirror what the political philosophy of the governor is, but with somebody that has a constituency of the people.
Stoltz spoke at a Finance Committee hearing last week. Alaska is one of only seven states that don't elect their attorney general. The head of the Department of Law is appointed by the governor and confirmed by the legislature. Changing that would require amending the state constitution, which is what Stoltz is trying to do.
The attorney general would be able to, I think, have a greater independence, and I think it would become a very representative and innovative position for a conduit for the people of Alaska.
Often, proponents of letting voters select the AG say it makes the position less political. Former Attorney General Bruce Botello thinks the opposite.
There is an ongoing joke among attorneys general nationwide that AG actually stands for aspiring governor, and there is more than a grain of truth to that.
Botello says elected AGs often treat the job as a political stepping stone and sometimes see their governor as a political rival. Then he says a state may have to hire more attorneys as governors and various departments demand their own legal counsel. Also, Botello says an elected AG has to raise campaign money and may favor a particular industry or political base. Botello served as AG for governors of both parties. He says the Alaska Post tends to attract non-political types whose loyalty is to the law.
My own experience, both in that role, but also having worked for several attorneys general, has been that they have always retained their independent legal judgments. They provide the best advice they can.
As a proposed constitutional amendment, the measure would have to pass both the House and the Senate by a two-thirds vote to win a spot on the ballot. Liz Ruskin, APRN.